Our youngest and cleverest correspondent in Peterhead, Robert. Go ahead, Robert.
Good evening, George.
Nice to talk to you again. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've called in, and lots of things have changed in that time period. One of which is that I am now 15 years of age.
Wow. From the mouths of babes. But when you were only 14, you were like a professor. So goodness knows what you'll be like now that you're 15. Go on.
Now, when it comes to the so-called Islamic State, above all, Erdogan is the person to blame. He allowed them to set up near the Turkish border and allowed weapons to be sent across the border, and now he's refusing to help the people of Kobani simply because it is the Kurds that have the backbone to fight these fanatics, these liars that call themselves Muslims. Erdogan needs to swallow his pride and work with the Kurds, or the Kurdish civilians of Kobani are going to be butchered in the streets. Either Erdogan acts now and helps the people of Kobani and of Syria, or the black banner of these fanatics of hatred and of murder will fly over Kobani, and Turkey will be attacked, make no mistake, and Erdogan will go down in history as the man that failed to protect his citizens, allowed the river of blood to flow, and allowed Kobani to go down in flames, all because he could not see the bigger picture and could only see helping the so-called enemies of the state, the Kurdish people and the YPG who have the backbone to fight these murderers.
Hallelujah, Robert. There's nothing I can say to that. Perfectly expressed, perfectly analysed, and I'm really glad that you're still staying the course. You're a credit to your parents and to your school. Well done, Robert, in Peterhead. Hitting the nail on the head, isn't he? If Kobani falls to ISIL, if the black flag of these murderers and liars and hypocrites were to fly over Kobani, the blame would be shared. It's true. Bush and Blair, the different regimes in the region that have helped build them up. But Erdogan in Turkey must have to take most of the blame. Tanto is in Turkey and wants to talk about Sheikh Al-Nimr's execution. Go ahead, my friend. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. George.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, I will first of all appreciate you for what you have been doing for the international community, like exposing the evils that is happening in the world. You have been doing a marvelous job, and I appreciate you.
Thank you.
You are inspiring both of us here out there. We admire you so much.
Thank you.
I will like say, the brutal regime in Saudi Arabia. You see, the Americans, the Western powers, they think of it with that regime. I don't know, it's really a double standard in the world. So it's like, it's complicated. The regime that they don't respect human rights, human issues, they still collaborate, the Western powers, they still collaborate with such regimes. So the world is really something else.
Tanto, it's not a great line, but it's a great line that you're expressing, I'm sure, but I just couldn't grasp enough of it. My apologies, dear brother. Try again next week. Ali's in Norwich. On the same subject, though. Ali, welcome.
Hello, Mr. Galloway. Hereditary monarchy is inherently un-Islamic.
Indeed.
Now, Ibn Saud came to power in the holy lands of Najd and Hijaz in 1932, and his sons have been in power since. Now, all commentators are unanimous that the Saudi regime will fall, and it's just a matter of time. Saudi Arabia is paranoid about dissent. The Muslim cleric, now I emphasize the Muslim cleric, Sheikh Al-Nimr, is the straw that may break the camel's back. ISIL is a safety valve, and previous to that, Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, and serves to get rid of dissent, identify and export dissent from primarily Saudi Arabia and then the other Arab states. Now, the Muslim youth are frustrated and want to stand up for their faith and to various enemies. However, the Quran says, if I may just say quick quote, chapter 5, verse 51, Ya ayyuhalladhina amalu la tattakhidhu yahudu wa nasara awliya, O you who believe, don't take the Jews and Christians, sorry, we're talking about the regimes, not the people. Don't take the Jews and the Christians as patrons and allies. Unfortunately, ISIL, was formed by Saudi Arabia and Turkey and Qatar with the active blessing of US and UK. Hence, ISIL's lack of hostility to Israel during the Gaza genocide and the aversion to Kurds, i.e. the enemies of Turkey. Now, why have US, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Jordan ganged up against Assad in Syria? I mean, we don't love Assad, but he is the most anti-Israeli Arab leader and part of the axis of resistance. There is more eligible candidates to get rid of, like Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Jordan, etc. Now, finally, to Muslim youth the world over, the answer is pure Islam and to unite. Thank you.
Thank you, Ali. Very powerfully expressed. Unfortunately, the phone got a bit funny towards the end, but thanks very much for the call. Eric is calling all the way from Thailand. Let's hear from him. Eric, welcome.
Thank you. Hello, George.
Hello, sir. Nice to hear from you. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm originally coming from Norway, but I'm staying in Thailand.
Okay.
And I would see this Kobani thing on the news. Fortunately, I can see you on TV. I don't need to use internet.
Well, and I'm grateful for that.
For
good old
Kobani.
Thailand. Soon we'll be back on TV everywhere, I'm sure.
Yeah. I think especially America and England, with France and Saudi Arabia, and especially Turkey is to blame if Kobani falls. And just now, I feel ashamed to be a Norwegian and be a Scandinavian. The NATO has had a Scandinavian chief for the last 4 years from Denmark. Now the Norwegian former prime minister is the boss of NATO. And Turkey is a member of NATO, and they sit on the fence and do nothing.
Well, that's right, Eric. And of course, this Norwegian goes around the world threatening people with other people's armies. That's what Mussolini used to do, go around threatening people with somebody else's army. He has been one of the most belligerent, aggressive, warlike heads of NATO that we have ever had. NATO is inherently, of course, a military alliance, an offensive military alliance, which is stretching its area of operation ever outwards. Eric, thanks for that call in Thailand. Let's go to Spain. Might be the last call. Stephen in Spain. Go ahead, Stephen.
Yeah.
Go on, sir. Turn your television down.
Yeah. I'm so telling you, thank you for this your program when you have done.
Thank you.
So because you are doing a lot of good job.
Thanks.
Because the only things when I'm seeing Kobani when it's going up on right now, you know, when somebody creates something, he has to fight against them back. Because the only things when I want to say to the organizers type of group, they have to, and then I never know if they are trying to shame in the world what they have done. Because if they don't shame in the world, they will be able to find idea how to tackle this ISIS.
Stephen, you've got your television up, so I'm going to need to press on. I have to make good sometimes what I say at the beginning, which is a great pity because your call was interesting. But if you're listening to yourself the time delay, we can hear the time delay coming through the phone and it spoils it for everybody. So please, everyone, take note. If you get on the television with me, your own television has to be down at zero or nobody will be able to understand your call. We have had, though, a tremendous discussion about Kobani. Kobani is one of the turning points in this great battle against these Takfiri savages. I said that I had heard today from a reputable source both that the YPG militia were on the advance inside the city and that ISIL were falling back. Moreover, that the YPG were taking countryside outside and alongside the city for the first time in many weeks. The people have been terrified everywhere by the advance of these savage beheaders. But the young fighters in Kobani stood tall, stood strong, and may well now be prevailing. But the overarching story is Saudi Arabia. As was pointed out, kings have no place in Islam. Kings with absolute power have no place anywhere in the world. They're an affront to democracy. But King Abdullah is not, in my opinion, himself personally, a bad person. And I hope that he will listen to this appeal, to these appeals, to save the life of Sheikh Al-Nimr. Because to execute him unjustly would not just be a sin, would not just be a crime, but would be a blunder, a real, real blunder. God willing, next week.
Hello, this is Comment. Your name and I'm going to take your phone number and just make sure that your telephone volume is set up to 0. 0. Can you spell your name for me?
Yeah, I know. You redirect me to the phone number and then we'll be back.
I'm going to take your telephone number.